Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we have quite a radio show lined up for you today. Quite a broadcast on this Friday edition, 23rd day of May 2008. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster on all of the accelerating loss in the value of the dollar, exploding oil prices well above $130 a barrel. We got Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan, gave him his daily briefings, also George Bush Sr. He'll be joining us to talk about the police state, the venomous propaganda against Iran, the war drums, Israel saying the U.S. will be attacking by the end of this year before Bush leaves office. That means just in the next 7 months or so. So it's all coming up today. And then Jack McClam, I know he's been on twice the last couple of months, but he's on today because people always wondered who it was who snuck in 2 years ago and got new footage of Bohemian Grove. And it was Jack McClam's volunteer webmaster, who for many years had been the webmaster for his aid and abet police and military against the New World Order website. And his name is Chris Jones. We always called him Kyle, protected as his name. He worked in the Grove 1 year. And then he tried to get hired back again. They started harassing him and threatening him. The police came to his house in Southern California, arrested him, set him up, and I have the court transcripts. I have what they charged him with. It's unbelievable. He went to jail. He was convicted. He thought, oh, this is a free country. I'll go to jail. He showed some neighbor teenagers. He gave them a copy of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and said, that's a mock human sacrifice. And the state of California said, yeah. They said he showed him a video and claimed it was a snuff film. He didn't. He said, this is a film of a mock sacrifice. He gave him a copy of my film. They arrested him for that and said that it was a form of pedophilia. And he's gone to prison. And we didn't want to embarrass the guy or talk about it or cover it until this. It's dangerous to expose these people. People sit there and make up lies and say, they let him into the Grove. They let him go in there and cover it. And I've said on air, I snuck in. They questioned me. I guess in some weird twist of fate, they might have, without me knowing, let me film it and get it out. But they were hopping mad. I got death threats when I got out with it. I got all sorts of threats. They were very upset. Others said the video wasn't real. Didn't matter if the Grove told World of Wonder that made the production that aired in the British TV, Japanese, German, and then the U.S. aired more than 40, 50 times last time I checked. They say at the end of the film, no, he snuck in. He did videotape this. It is real, but his interpretation is different than ours. I went to a lot of risk to do that, and people just say, no, it's not. Either it's not real, like Carl Wigglesworth in San Antonio and KTSA always says, and others nationally have said it. New York Times said I made it up and claimed it. That was in 2001, though. They said Bilderberg didn't exist either. Of course, they attend it sometimes. Chris, I said, Chris, don't go in there. Jack McClam called me, and he said, I've got a guy that does my website, and I don't have time to manage this, but do you want to have him sneak in? He says he's going to go get a job there and do it. And I said, let me talk to him. And I said, sir, this is very dangerous. I said, you certainly don't want to tell anybody who you are, or you want to be very public. You need to either be a talk show host and high profile or be secretive. And I said, stop telling people. I said, stop, telling people at parties. Stop, I said, these are dangerous people. And he gave neighbor teenagers, I think it was 14-year-old, a copy of the film. And the police came and arrested him. And he's gone to prison for a copy. Just like Kelly Rushing was arrested for a Ron Paul video in a 40-minute speech he gave before the House of Representatives. And the police, it was in the newspaper. They said Ron Paul's illegal. This country is far gone, folks. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in the 1970s, Senior Scholastic Magazine for high school showed students walking down the halls with barcodes on their foreheads or in their right hand? The article was telling the young people then about the New World Order economic system. No more coins, cash, or checks, only instant transfer of money from your bank account to the retailer's account by use of scanners, which you run your hand or the barcode over, or a chip in the right hand or in the forehead. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Bob Chapman in 1 hour, Ray McGovern in the third hour, fourth hour, Jack McClam, with his webmaster being imprisoned, convicted. I've read the court record. I read the charges. This is like a year ago when it first happened. I was just talking about it to Chris Jones, who snuck into Behemoth. Well, he worked there for a summer is what happened. He infiltrated by getting a job there. That's why other people are, you know, getting jobs there and laughing and, oh, it's fun, it's so easy. They have arrested people. They have charged them with trespassing. People have gotten fired from their jobs. People have mysteriously died that have snuck in there. This is not a joke. This is not a game. And that's why it's so irritating to me when people say, oh, you didn't really sneak into Bohemian Grove. You didn't really. Oh, really? There's just footage of us sneaking in. And, you know, regardless, we got video of it, and that's what they do. That's the mock human sacrifice ritual they do. And it takes from several different Babylon, mystery religion, Canaanite type ceremonies. The occult's always an amalgamation. And regardless, instead of obsessing on me, and the, why don't you obsess on the footage and what your so-called Christian conservative leaders are doing? Now, they have a lot of homosexual sex in there. They ship in male prostitutes. That's been admitted all over the mainstream news. And Chris Jones, of course, no criminal record, upstanding, nice fella, webmaster for Jack McClam for years, wanted to sneak in. And Jack called me about 3 years ago, right before he snuck in 2005, and said, what do you think about this? Think, you know, you've been in there. Can you advise Chris? And I called Chris up and I said, hey, man, this isn't a joke. And he's like, oh, but it'll be fun. I want to go in and get better footage than you got. And I said, and he did get some great footage. It's in Order of Death, the 45-minute film I made. And then when you get the DVD, you get the whole re-updated, you know, added to Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, an hour and 40 minutes long, with the 45-minute or 46-minute long Order of Death. It's 46 minutes to be precise. And, you know, it covers the new information. And within months of him sneaking in there, and then within months of the film coming out, I guess, what, in 2006, he was handing out to all his neighbors, as we recommend, copies of... I'm trying to get all this straight in my head because I just talked to Jack about this yesterday, and I'm trying to remember all the things that happened. So much happened. And he... he handed out to all his neighbors copies of the original VHS tape. And then I guess it was in 2006 when Order of Death came out, he made copies of that and he handed that out. And so that somehow tied him into it. And then when he gave it all to the neighbors, adult neighbors, teenage neighbors, the teenage neighbors came over and said, we want more. And they said, you really snuck in there? And they said, yeah. And so the neighbors all kind of turned into like a witch hunt where... it's my gosh, he was in there, he's part of it, he killed a baby. So the police come, and Chris was real nice and talked to him and let him in and said, no, no, it's Alex Jones, you know, here he is online. I worked there for a summer, I got him some footage, it's in this film. You know, here's this film, it's aired on national television. And the cops said, all right, and he came in and talked to him, and then months and months later they came and arrested him. And then it took about a year for it to go to trial, and it went to trial, and then he was trying to appeal, and he couldn't believe it, and now he's gone to prison. And they said that basically, well, he was convicted of showing children a snuff film, showing minors a snuff film in an attempt to have sex with them. But then they admit in the trial, well, he never did anything with them and never said anything with them, but the film talks about ritualistic murder of children, and homosexual prostitutes being brought in. So that's improper to give youth, and so he's gone to prison for that. I mean, this is amazing. Don't forget, it was in the newspaper, in the Lyon County News. I remember Kelly Rushing in 2004 called me and said, I've been arrested. I'm pulled out of my house, and the state trooper pulled me over. I'd given him a week before a copy of, it was a Ron Paul 40-something minute speech, the famous neocon speech that he'd just given in 2003. And then after it, Road to Tyranny, and I gave it to him and said, please watch this. And he pulled me over a week later and said, oh, and he put him in handcuffs and called his wife on the cell phone and said, the state trooper did, said, I've got the VHS bandit. And he said, man, I just, you know, he's like, why'd you give me that? That's anti-law enforcement. That's insulting. That's threatening to me. And he said, sir, I just care about you. I mean, don't you care about your family? This country's in deep trouble. And they said, that's another charge. That's a threat to my family. And they did charge him with that. So he had three charges of terroristic threats for the two videos, you know, the two films on the one tape. Each one was a threat. And then the third one, but they dropped the one as it went to trial. For saying, don't you care about your children, your family? I'm doing this for your family. And they took him to jail. And I mean, the guy sounded credible. But even in 2004, I hadn't fully woken up yet. I mean, I get more, quote, radical and hardcore every day because I find out and am shocked and amazed by the things I see on YouTube videos from police, their own squad cars, the things I personally experience. It's hard to believe for me, and I've seen it. So I looked up Rushing online, and I made calls, and I got like four or five numbers randomly on Kelly Rushing for Rushings in Lyon County, Kentucky. They're well-known, actually middle-class, some of them wealthy, you know, founding family there in that county. And I'd call up, and I'd call Rushings, and they go, yeah, it's our cousin, great guy in the church, a deacon, blah, 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 family guy, you know, owns a business in town. Yeah, we heard about him being arrested. It's really weird. So I randomly called other numbers. I mean, I've called like six, seven of them because I was amazed. And they'd say, yeah, we know the Russians. Yeah, we heard about Kelly. Small town. That's really weird. He's a gentle giant. That's very strange. Yeah, we heard about it. So I had the newspaper article. Somebody mailed it to me like a week later. I don't remember. I get the newspaper article. I read it on air 5-6 times. Those audio clips are on the web. Somebody ought to make a YouTube video with them. And so I'm driving one day. I've written down, I've called and got the judge's number, but I'm kind of scared to call a judge because they'll set you up, a lot of them, and say you threatened to kill them if they don't like how you talk to them. I don't want to be SWAT teamed here, but I just couldn't help it. I was in a Home Depot parking lot. And I called the cell phone. The judge answered. I go, is this judge, blah, blah? That's him in the paper. And he said, yeah. And I said, you're trying Kelly Rushing for giving someone a videotape. And he said, yes, we are, but I'm not going to comment on the case. He's been indicted. And I said, yeah, I've got the news article. And he said, well, that ought to tell you everything because the judge was quoted in there. And it went to court, and they came in and said, this video of this congressman, it was a charge in America. Now, for Chris Jones, he kept laughing about it, thinking he'd go to trial and be laughed out. Not in San Diego. I think it's San Diego. We got Jack McClam coming. I haven't talked to Chris in months. He's been in jail for months. At the time, he didn't want to go on air with it. He keeps thinking that justice will come and they'll let him go. They don't do that, folks. And so I guess if we've got permission, I'll get Jack McClam. I know he's got a lot of the documents and court records. I've got them around here somewhere from a year ago. We'll get them up on the web and do an article about it and just post them for you to read. And it just says he gave them a video. And see, the public is so dumb, folks. They don't know who the vice president is, how many continents there are. I mean, you know the drill. They don't know anything. You can give them the scientific name for water, and they'll say ban it. And so most of them are cops, you know, brothers or sisters or judges, brothers or sisters or government people. And they just tell them convict, and it was, they just said he gave minors this film. Truth is, he gave it to the neighbors, and then the teenagers came over and wanted more, and he talked to them and said, yeah, it's real. Kind of like, I'm a celebrity. I snuck in. Yeah, it's me. And they were like, it was a witch hunt. I'm surprised they didn't take him out in the street and put a 1,000-pound weight on his chest and crush him or burn him at the stake. And this still goes on. They still have this stuff going on. But Jones even said later, you know, the police were basically told him. They said, well, you know, we basically had orders to come down on you, boy. Because Chris told me that the police had heard about it in the neighborhood and then, like I said, came out and investigated, and then a long time later came after him. But I've already digressed. We'll talk about that with Jack McClam in the fourth hour today. Just so amazing. Oh, okay, I just spent 15 minutes on that, and I shouldn't have because I've got all this news, and it's all amazing. Look at this. Veterans group banned for Memorial Day parade. It's in the top 10 largest veterans group in the country, Veterans for Peace. This is from AP. Veterans group that opposes the war in Iraq has been blocked from marching the Memorial Day parade in Washington after being told its plans, which once included a cast representing war dead, would be too political for the event. Yeah, the war isn't political. So they've been banned from that. So see, first they say you got to have a permit to own a gun. Then they just deny the permit. Then you got to have a permit to have a march. Then they deny the permit. That's how tyranny works. Bilderberg Luminary to select Obama's running mate. Fannie Mae CEO James A. Johnson was behind 2004 Edwards pick for Bilderberg, signaled approval. We got to start organizing masses of people. I would just say media, because the Virginia police will try to claim you don't have any right to demonstrate here in this third world police state. You got very strong protections there, but you have it even stronger as the press to cover the elite meeting. And you watch, in the U.S., I bet money they're going to say, they're going to try to just get out of here. I have authority. Just get out. Just don't stand on the sidewalk in America covering 125 world leaders. That's bizarre to want to know what they're doing. That's weird. I saw some video of a Marine. These cops want to randomly search his house, basically. And he's saying no. And he goes, the feds have trained you to violate our rights. And the cop goes, oh, yeah, the KGB, too, and starts laughing. Like the feds haven't federalized police. Like all the warrantless checkpoints sucking blood from you all over the country under federal grants. That's not federal.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Not so slowly now, ratcheting up. There I was on YouTube watching this Marine, fresh back from Iraq. They come to his house, wrong house, looking for some person hadn't paid tickets. He says, this person doesn't live here. I don't know her. They demand to come in. They put him in handcuffs, and they're stomping around inside. And he said, you ought to listen to Alex Jones. And then he goes, you know, this is all federal training. This is everything's being federalized. And then they ask him, you know, what he did in the Marines, and he tells them, and they're all former Marines. And so they He says, you know, this is all federal training. And the cops all laugh and go, oh, yeah, the feds. And they go, and the KGB, too. Well, actually, yes, Primakov, former head of the KGB, was hired to help set up Homeland Security, as well as Marcus Wolf, former head of the East German Stasi. You can't make this stuff up. But there they were saying there's nothing federal. Our police are completely federalized. A lot of them even have now been given federal, you know, hazard pay. When they're out running checkpoints, searching your car, when they're out CPSing your kids, it's all federal, folks. Denton County, this is up by Dallas, no refusal weekend targeting drunk drivers. We told you about this a few weeks ago. All over the country, started in Arizona a decade ago or so. And they just pull you over in the dark. And they admitted that it was, in Maricopa County, they stopped. I was reading some numbers yesterday. 44,000 people and less than 1% were actually drinking. Didn't matter, though. A lot of people said, no, I have rights. I'm not doing a breathalyzer. Why are you stopping me? They'll have, one time they shut I-35 down. The one time I caught them in Austin, heard it done other times. The whole highway was backed up for like 20 miles. Just insane. I mean, this was incredible. Was backed up through the city all the way to Georgetown. From South Austin and Kyle all the way to Georgetown. But I digress. It's just nuts. And that was a federal grant. But there we walked up and said, this federal grant's wrong. And the cops went, oh, yeah, and I'm working with Serb troops. That's in Police State 2000. It's always a joke. Oh, they could be burning children at the stake, and they'd say, what are we doing, burning children at the stake? I mean, it's always a denial. And all over the country, federal training, federal funding to do these, and now the cops in Illinois and in Indiana and in Ohio and in areas of Texas, they are going to jam a needle in your arm. I mean, I've had nurses mess up, you know, and I got to give blood over the years. Probably only happened 10 times in my life giving blood, and half the time they're sitting there, because it's hard to find my veins for some reason. I guess I got thick skin. But the point is they'll tase you. They'll beat you. They'll do it. Now in Denton, it says they're going to have judges waiting at the jail and that they're going to sign out a warrant. And so that actually is quasi-constitutional, but them taking you to jail was not on probable cause. Because these checkpoints, there was no reasonable suspicion. There was no way to kick in. It's totally unconstitutional. I mean, we didn't do it before. It's something out of a nightmare science fiction movie. And this is all part of you, the public being trained to be violated, the police being trained to violate you. And I'm sorry. I am down to probably drinking a beer once a month now. And I'm even going to quit that. And, you know, I'll be out with friends. Okay, I'll have a beer. Or no, because I refuse. And let me tell you pull me over and you want to stick a needle in me, it just isn't going to happen, buddy boy. I mean, I've just been pushed, and I just can't be pushed anymore. And, I mean, what's next? Well, forcible inoculations. They've been trained for that. They admit that. But they can't get the cops. They ordered 14 million first responders in 2002 under no law. It was just our insurance says we have to have it. The feds say we have to have it. Police, firemen, emergency workers, nurses, doctors, hospital staff, and less than 1% agreed to take it. So they're going to force on us what they're smart enough to not do. Just, oh, it's sick. If you got caught drinking and driving this Memorial Day weekend, police will make you an offer that you can't refuse. See, Don Corleone language. That's what it is, mafia. Law enforcement agencies across Denton County will participate in the first DWI No Refusal Weekend. Intoxicated drivers and boaters. See how the psychology here is? It's guilty until proven innocent. Intoxicated drivers and boaters who refuse the breathalyzer test, well, how do you know they're intoxicated? Will be taken to jail to give court-ordered blood samples. I know so many people that have had strokes or who have speech impediments who the cops take to jail and they do take blood and there's nothing. Sponsored by the Denton County District Attorney's Office, this program is designed to ensure the evidence in the form of a sample of the suspect's breath or blood is obtained in order to determine the alcohol concentration in the suspect's system. Wait a minute, I thought it said up here that it's intoxicated drivers, but down here it says suspects, guilty until proven slave, and you are a slave.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
I wonder if you're wearing a magic bracelet that the cops won't jab a needle in you. Denton County's No Refusal Weekend targets drunk drivers. Now, all over the country, the police take the blood. It says in Denton they at least think there's some semblance somewhere of a Fourth Amendment. These are random checkpoints, and they have these saturation patrols, which I got pulled over by about a month ago. And I saw them. I noticed there were police cars just pulling cars over. There were police everywhere. Coming out of downtown over Congress Street Bridge, I was at a meeting. It was about 9 o'clock at night, and I'm going 30 over the bridge. I remember looking at my speedometer. There were cops everywhere. I just pulled out of a restaurant, and he pulls me over. He looks in the car with this thing. I give him all my slave papers, and I was just like, man, you guys are everywhere. I go, this is part of a saturation patrol. And it was so shocking to him that a slave, you know, basically knew what was going on. And, you know, he's like, well, you were going, you know, too fast, but I'm just giving you a ticket for your insurance being out of date instead of speeding. And I'm like, yeah, I'm speeding, buddy, boy. I bet I am. Across Congress Street Bridge, which is full of traffic at 9 o'clock at night still, going about 32 miles an hour. Yeah, maybe I was going 2 miles over. It's just, this is not freedom, ladies and gentlemen, to have the police randomly searching you. This is Baghdad. This is Belgrade. This is the Soviet Union. This is not America, land of the free, home of the brave. You know, the big weekend to remember our veterans. And how are we going to do it? goons out checking our papers, but if you're an illegal alien and drunk, they've been told let them go because the judge just lets them go. I mean, I've told the story 100 times, but one night I'm coming to work at about 10 o'clock, and they told him they thought he was suspicious because he pulled off and they were behind him. They've already got a lot of some of the cop cars in Austin. They've got them all over the country. Have the license plate reading cameras, but these cars didn't have them, where they're illegally running everybody's plates without any Fourth Amendment, without any reasonable suspicion, some reason, weaving, taillight out, burnout, license plate light. I mean, all those sorry excuses of a cop on quota or a cop who's mad at his wife who, just hung up the phone. He's going to show somebody. It's a very rudimentary level psychology. And I'm tired of being fed on. I mean, I'm sick of it. The government's evil. You individually may not be evil and corrupt, but the system you work for is. It's bankrupt. I have no respect for it, And I'm also so clean, ladies and gentlemen. I'm such a square goody two-shoes that it just disgusts me. I want to be left alone by you. But one of my, actually a contractor who works here, is pulled in, my IT guy, and he's got an expired license, and they're putting him in handcuffs. And I told the story, and I started talking to him, and they go, yeah, we're not really supposed to arrest illegals because the judge just lets them go. It's discouraged, and we would let him go if he was an illegal alien. Yep. And I go, I've seen it in the news where sheriffs complain they arrest illegals and ICE won't come get them. Yeah, that's true. Sure is. Hey, I like your show, but you're still arresting him. I mean, why? That's what we're told to do. I mean, that was even worse that the guy was telling me about. I remember your show 10 years ago. Remember the show about that? Remember one time in a Chevron you saw me? There's two other cops there. One of them going, I like the show too. The woman cop was looking at me with total hatred, though. She drove off with him. She's the one that bagged him, one that did it. I bet money her mom's an illegal alien. But the point is that it was a victory. A victory over freedom, a victory over liberty, a victory over justice. I mean, the injustice of, we arrest you now for no turn signal. We're told to arrest you now for expired driver's license. We're told to arrest you for no seatbelt. See how that's working? And if you smart off, we're going to beat you up, and then you're going to get an assaulting an officer charge. And we got monkey juries that'll watch a squad car video of us tasering you, and they'll send you to jail for resisting. How's that sound? Because we got a monkey public that likes being slaves and likes being tattletales and likes being petted by us. We got grandmothers and mothers and fathers that turn their children in, people that turn their parents in for petty crimes, for money. It's easy for us to rule you and dominate you because you're so weak and evil. I mean, cops, don't think I dislike you. At least you're predators. At least you know what you're doing, some of you. At least you enjoy the power. At least you are what you are. It's the lukewarm, weak public who are so dumbed down and so stupid. We hope through this coordinated effort of all agencies and some of our judges, this will be a safe Memorial Day weekend, said Jamie Beck, First Assistant Criminal District Attorney. This should send a message that everyone should think twice before drinking and driving or drinking and boating. Yeah, it's now come out with all the witnesses signing affidavits. Cops pull up, see a rich football player at anchor, allowed to drink, and they drug him over and beat him up and then poured water in his face and choked him. And another victory. They showed everybody that they're the boss. Cedric Benson. No refusal policies, totally not a law, you scum, have become increasingly common in North Texas. Oh, yeah, absolute villainy up there. Most of the sheriffs, I mean, everyone I knew about was a narcotics trafficker. No refusal policies have become increasingly common in North Texas. Cities and, I mean, it's boss hog everywhere up there. No refusal policies have become increasingly common in North Texas cities. And in some counties across the state, the programs have not only been successful in improving the rates of convictions for DWI drivers and boaters, but have also served as an effective deterrent according to law enforcement officials. And I say, don't go out at night. And that's kind of what they want, is the culture where we don't go out and we just watch our TVs. But just pray to God, meditate, think about your family. Think about, how you're going to go to city council and speak out against this the next week. Think about how you're going to wake other people up. Burn copies of my films, other films this weekend. Clean your firearms. Take them to the shooting range. Prepare yourself. And then they keep calling themselves officials in this disgusting article. Officials. Oh, they're the officials. Oh, my gosh. Man, you go to these medium-sized towns and even big cities, and they just worship the judges and cops and bailiffs, and they all just ninny around all soft and weak, and it's all just, there's lots of little weird ticks and things they do. It's indescribable. You got to see them. It's a certain type. It's called filth. It's called parasite scum. Those that want to run other people's lives. I mean, I can hardly run my own life, and I'd be embarrassed to run other people's lives. I'd be embarrassed to try to dominate people I had authority over. Not them. So now they're coming with needles to jam them in your arms. Forcibly. If you don't like it, they'll taser you till you die. Of course, the taser doesn't kill you, though. You just die. Got to learn the double thing. Now, let me just run through some news here. Bilderberg Luminary to select Obama's running mate. Fannie Mae CEO James A. Johnson was also behind the 2004 Edwards pick for Bilderberg. U.S. home prices fall another 1% in the last month to all-time record low. OPEC oil market is going crazy. Oil well above $135 a barrel and rising right towards $200, like we told you 2 years ago it would, because Bilderberg runs things. And we go and cover them. We go and risk our lives to cover them for you. Think oil prices hurt now? Just wait. Again, Reuters is saying with gas at $4 a gallon on average a barrel, you need to get rid. You need to get ready for $5, $6, $7 a barrel, because we pay more for gas than anybody else. We pay more for prescription drugs than anybody else. We pay. Those are all taxes. Total, we pay more taxes than any other nation, but a handful of European countries. But it's all hidden. It's all added on so that the cattle don't notice. French fishermen burn EU flag to protest fuel costs. That's the headline. They also attack stores, looted. Yeah, they're getting angry. You wouldn't see that. Used to, Americans acted like that. Now it's the Europeans, because they're not as gelded as us. Or they're deeper into the slavery, and they're really, well, they're all going bankrupt. They're losing everything. The farmers, it's all over. It's, New World Order. Lawmakers near agreement on domestic surveillance, that's right, totally illegal. They now admit surveilling the entire American population, non-terror related. They tried to lie and claim it's just listening to bin Laden's phone calls, and they had to admit, no, it's listening to everybody, tracking everything you do illegally. And, they're getting ready to completely overturn the Fourth Amendment, which they can't do. Constitution says Congress can't do that. Court says U.S. cash discriminates against the blind. A decade ago, I saw globalist policy reports where they would have billboards, TV ads saying cash was dirty, and then discriminated against the blind. That's how they were going to get rid of cash, and they're now doing it. And, folks, when that happens, the ramifications are unspeakable. Now, I told you, the old-timers told you 25 years ago, because they read Trilateral Commission documents, you called it a conspiracy, they would phase in colored money first to get you used to then having smaller bills that have RFID chips in them. And then we gave you the federal documents where they were testing it in some money in Canada, the euro, and the U.S. People then said, we made that up. You can now Google RFID to be put in money, hundreds of articles. Oh, right again, as usual. They are going to now have it with RFID in it, so we don't, quote, discriminate against the blind. Yeah, that's really what it's about. No, things become cashless then. And they scan it and track it and what you do and how you got it out of an ATM and what you did and where you spent it with a new national/global carbon tax. It's going to be a sales tax, one of the many taxes. They're going to track everything you do with that. They've now announced that. Face scanners to, quote, make sure no one underage checked against national in international databases through the local driver's license or ID. You still have to have a job unless you're an illegal. They're given waivers. It's selectively enforced. You will all be face scanned to buy and sell. They're going in now. Lawmakers near agreement on domestic surveillance. Court says U.S. cash discriminates against the blind. Ruling can force Treasury Department to redesign its money. Folks, they ignore rulings. There's hundreds of rulings in Texas about these warrantless checkpoints. There's two Supreme Court rulings in Texas. National Federal Supreme Court, one out of Austin from the 80s, where you don't have to have an ID walking down the street, but the dumb cops have been told you do, and they still arrest people every day for it. I was almost arrested for not having an ID once walking from a convenience store 60 yards from my apartment. And that was back in like 1995, 94. Had a Gatorade and some ice cream. And the guy, they just started screaming at me. And I said, am I a suspect? Does I look like somebody? And they said, no, punk. You got to have an ID. I can arrest you. Now tell me where your apartment is. That's just right there. Here's the number. Another brick in the wall. Another reason I don't buy into all your bull. I mean, at that time, I was a complete health food nut doing nothing bad for my body, not even cheeseburgers. I just run like 5 miles, and there were these guys yelling at me. I still did like some junk food, though. The point is that they say, oh, the courts are making them. Oh, they've got to do it. Folks, they do whatever they want, okay? That's all staged. I told you they'd do this a decade ago because I read their documents. They're going to claim first apes. Great apes, African great ape, chimpanzees and orangutans, getting into the other primates, the different monkeys, baboons, things like that. They're all going to have rights, but they really can't talk and can't defend themselves because they're not really humans. They're not even close. That's bull that their chromosomes are only 2% different, ladies and gentlemen. When you look, they only count the last 4% because they used to claim that was the only chromosomes that mattered. The other 96% are completely different. They were just ignoring all that. But yes, of the 4% that they would look at, they are half like us. See, that's a little semantical trick they play. Incidentally, dogs are very similar, but if you look at it according to the only 4% of the chromosomes, 4% of the genetics. European court agrees to hear chimp's plea for human rights. It's a human, but government. Oh, you've got to give us millions of square miles that the UN's going to control, of course, and then strip mine later, 5 years later when you forget, because it's for the chimpanzees. See, they can't speak for themselves, so they're going to be represented. See, notice how they always give everything hyper rights? Oh, we've got to get rid of the money and have it cashless for the blind. But under eugenics, the government wants to euthanize the blind, the visually impaired. See? Oh, we care about the chimpanzees. That's why we do medical testing on them all over the world, which I'm actually against. I think the higher-level primates, whales, things like that, I mean, but we don't need a global control on it. We need to boycott and culturally people in Norway need to stop eating whale. I mean, at least until they get into gigantic numbers again. They're wonderful. But see, it sounds reasonable. Then it turns into exterminate the humans. Teachers given right. Oh, they're given a right. See, see how they phrase it? To screen pupils' computers and mobile phones and crack down on school gangs. And then really what it is down to elementary kids, they spy on them, ask about their parents, ask them in the medicine cabinet. It already happens here in the U.S. NBC, Army stop loss policy, a backdoor draft. Actually, a pretty good report, but they minimize the number. It's way more than the amount of 58,000 they list. I mean, almost everybody I know in the Marines or the Army has been in Iraq for at least three tours. Let me think. They've been in, like, Afghanistan twice, Iraq twice, so I guess more than that. Everybody I know has been in Afghanistan three times, Iraq twice, or Iraq three times and Afghanistan once, or vice versa. And a lot of them signed up for 3 years, and they tell them, no. I mean, they'll be in there 2-3 years after. You know, we're now 5 months, 5 years, and what, 3 or 4 months into the war in Iraq. We're now 6.5 years in Afghanistan. But so this story sounds bad. But we'll play that after the break if I have time. But it's not half as bad as it really is. Democrats seek Iraq embezzlement probe. Ha! Man, if they for political points, they're all involved, by the way. I mean, there was $1.9 trillion missing, and it broke in the news 2 days before 9/11, which is why they probably went ahead and went with that a little bit earlier than they'd been planning, according to our sources, you know, with the staged attacks. But now it's over $4 trillion last time I checked. And you're like, $4 trillion? The whole military budget's only $800 billion now. Well, that's because they took all the pension funds, all the investments. They had comprehensive annual financial reports. The Pentagon and sub-directorates all had investments. They just dumped all those, and they won't even say where they went. Of course they're going for martial law. Of course they're building camps. The military, Lockheed runs the red light cameras in most cities. They're training the police. They're taking over. It always happens in third world countries and in Rome. And I mean, it's real simple. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Is America now the land of the free? A dated news article of a few years ago says, no, not so free anymore. The article says, quote, UN drops United States to 13th in world in basic freedoms. Notes millions have missed out on the increasing national prosperity. The land of the free and home of the brave is trailing 12 countries in basic freedoms and ranks 7th when it comes to health, education, and equal pay. According to the annual report of the United Nations Development Program released Wednesday in Washington, the United States is in 13th place behind the Scandinavian nations, Germany, Canada, and France, in a new Human Freedom Index assessing 88 nations. A survey on human development progress in 58 countries put the United States behind Japan, Sweden, Iceland, Switzerland, Norway, and Canada. End quote. And why? There is something missing in the minds and lives of the Americans. Something they're not being told about that makes the difference. We tell you about it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com, where we tell you about it. And we compare it to the United States of yesterday and the United States of today. It you need to know about at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Let me just boil it down very simply. I know you know this, listeners. Your body is smarter than I am, but for the general public who doesn't know history, in Rome, in Greece, in Europe, going back thousands of years, in Japan, in Latin America, you can go back 6,000 years, 7,000 years, right through to today. Generally, new dynasties, even under imperial systems or monarchies, the new dynasties would be the generals. They would band together, have a coup, overthrow the king, make themselves a new dynasty. Well, now things are scientific. And World War II happened. We came out of the Depression that had been staged. That's been declassified. The public now trusted the government for the first time in 200 years of American history, of U.S. history. That time been about 170 years of history. And you had the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, in his farewell speech, warned us about in 1961. They went in and took over 90% of research funding, all research funding, science, mathematics, speech, you name it, at the universities. And then more than all the university funding in the country, they had black ops and huge secret technology development systems. And they charted how the highways were built and how the signs looked and what color they were and what electrical voltage went down the power lines and grids and control and power plants and built the country up. And a lot of it was good. But from the beginning, it was meant for control and to make the U.S. a armed military camp. And it's a long strategic plan. The families that own the private defense contractors and the private banks got more power, more control. They consolidated the economy. They bought up local economies with all this federal money they had. Everybody would fall over themselves for it. They leveraged that. They then put rules on local communities for money they took from us originally. And now the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the license plate scanning cameras, every major city has thousands of microphones. Austin has thousands of microphones since 1998. That's in my film Police State 2000, released in 99 with Austin American Statesman cover story. And then the bills, the documents. You're all being listened to, and they're now going to shift the economy over to 1 in 10 college grads. So that'll be about 1 in 20, roughly, in the country, will be a spy, a tattletale, a corrections officer, a cop, a analyst, a data miner, a hacker that works for the government. And it's simple. They control the money machines. They control the currency and credit. They're outside the paradigm we're in. They fully built the system we live in now. They're totally phasing out the last vestiges of what was left of liberty and freedom and family. And they control the symbol of energy, the symbol of food, the symbol of gas, the symbol of cars, the symbol of housing, the symbol of everything. And they are now restricting that, okay, by devaluing it. That actually restricts how much of it you have. It's an illusion. They print more of it, you have more of it, but it's worth less. And so things are getting worse and worse and more predatory. That puts pressure on you. They then still pose as the saviors. You ask them, what do we do to get it better? They go, more government, more control. Here's Hillary. Here's McCain. Here's Obama. All of them want open borders. All of them really want socialized health care and gun control and wars and everything else. And so they're just bringing you into the next phase as they incrementally turn the heat up in the eugenics program. And then meanwhile, the private corporations, the private defense companies that are owned by the private Federal Reserve predominantly, they now own the entire infrastructure, the land, and then, a chimpanzee's a human, but it can't talk, so we represent it. We're the government. We're going to take your property. The ducks have rights, but they can't talk. We're going to take your property. It's like polar bears. There's more polar bears now than there were 20 years ago. There's over 40,000 of them in North America. And it was 43,000 last time I looked, up from 30-something thousand. They don't care. They've now listed it as endangered. They're going to take your property.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.